You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. There's a phrase in economics: when something has hit its high and saturated the market, it's peaked.
Open Gangnam Style.
The Harlem Shake is taking over YouTube.
That Hansel's so hot right now.
It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot.
I am so damn over this.
Over it, huh? Well, we're starting a new economic indicator on our show and declaring when things have peaked. And this week, yeah, we're saying it. We have reached peak kale. Writer Jane Black explains.
If you were a foodie at the dawn of the 20th century, though no one would have called you a foodie back then, you probably would have paid attention to what Horace Fletcher had to say. Fletcher was neither a scientist nor a chef. He was a wealthy businessman. Still, he pioneered a technique called Fletcherizing, or chewing each bite 32 times, and it was soon accepted as a key to good health. "Nature will castigate those who don't masticate," he warned. The concept seems ridiculous today, but each food fad is a reflection of its own time. Today, we have kale. Glamorous but respectable, sexy but not in a cookie-cutter way, the Cate Blanchett of vegetables. And like any starlet that has hit the big time, kale is everywhere. It bumps romaine out of Caesar salads, and it curls across pizza and alongside locally raised pork chops. It's even the muse for a part cookbook, part love letter. Wait for it, 50 Shades of Kale. But why kale, and why now? To its credit, kale has a vibrant history. It emerged in ancient Egypt, Greece, and Rome, and by the Middle Ages, it became so popular in England and Scotland that kale became another word for dinner. During World War II, Britain urged home gardeners to grow kale for its Dig for Victory campaign. Today, kale offers those who cook it a kind of badge of honor. Rightly or wrongly, it signals a cook's commitment to farm-to-table values like buying local, and, of course, eating your vegetables. Yet with every fad comes the inevitable backlash. The first haters are attacking not kale's pretensions of grandeur, but its health credentials. Apparently, all those raw kale salads are a waste. To get the nutrients, you need to cook the stuff. Unlike France, Italy, and China, the U.S. goes through food fads faster than a box of $4 cupcakes at an office party, so those critiques matter. For proof, you need only think about all those other it vegetables. Remember sun-dried tomatoes, arugula? How about portobello mushrooms? Still, this backlash has yet to change people's minds. There's a petition on change.org to make the first Wednesday of October National Kale Day. And the folk artist, Beau Muller Moore, is locked in a trademark battle with Chick-fil-A to allow him to keep selling t-shirts that read, "Eat More Kale." If the ubiquitous raw kale salad can't live up to its nutritious and culinary promise, perhaps the solution is to mix and match culinary fads. Put that arugula, mushrooms, and sun-dried tomatoes back in your bowls. Anybody ready to Fletcherize?
Jane Black is a food writer based in New York. Check out our Peak Indicator on MarketplaceWeekend.org.